They were breathing fire. I never saw anything like it. Raven had.
That's the ladies! Stop it!
He whipped out a bow and strung it.
The ladies, coach! Stop it! Man, you're crazy! You got guano for brains!
I got my bow out, too. Raven threw up a hand in a signal for them to halt. We tried to look stand and deliver. Your money or your life. Mean. Them coachmen never even slowed down. It was like they never even saw us. I ended up going ass over appetite into a ditch with about a foot of muck and water in it. When I got up, I saw Raven had ended up in some blackberry bushes on the other side.
Arrogant bastards!
He shouted after the coach.
Yeah. Got no damned respect for a couple of honest highwaymen.
Raven looked at me and started laughing. I looked at him and went to laughing right back. After a minute, he said, there wasn't anybody inside that coach. He sounded puzzled. When did you have time to look? I think I know what's happening. Come on, we have to hurry.
Catch your horse.
I caught her. She was too stupid to hold a grudge. But his kept leading him around, looking back like he was thinking, you ain't gonna pull that crazy shit on me again, you son of a bitch. This game went on for a while. I finally stopped it by sneaking up on the beast from the other direction. We blew about a half hour diddling around there. The big black ship was about a half hour down the channel when we got to the waterfront. For a minute I thought Raven was going to chop that gilding of his into fish bait, but he just dismounted and stood there on the wharf, staring out to the sea. Whenever a local growled at us about being in the way, he just gave them one of those looks that stilled the heart and quickened the feet. He had it all back, whatever it was. Those weren't soft guys there on that waterfront. The black ship faded into a haze out on the water. Raven shuddered his way back to the racket and fish smells. Guess we'll have to sell the horses and find a ship headed for Beryl. Hang on there, man. Enough is enough. Reasonable is reasonable. You figure on heading all the way to the end of the world? Look around here. This is Opal. Almost ever since I've known you, I've been hearing how you gotta get back to Opal and find out about your kids. Look it. We're here.
Let's do it.
The guy was my friend, but he had trouble hanging in. Before he was Raven, he was Corby. And before he was Corby, he was Raven. And sometime way back, he was somebody else before he got to be Raven the first time. I don't know who, but I know he was somebody high class, and he came from Opal, and he left two kids behind, twins, when he got on with Croker and that bunch and headed north for the fighting in Forsberg. He plain left those kids to the winds of fortune. He tortured himself because he didn't know what happened to them, because he wasn't shit as a father. Me? I figured it was high time he got that all straightened out. He thought about it a long time. He kept looking down the coast, eastward, like the answer might be.